This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More than 100 pronghorn have died on the roads of eastern Colorado after last week's winter storm. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the 4-foot-tall hoofed prairie mammals were escaping deep snow-crusted fields but can't move quickly on icy roads. Deep snow also prevented them from going under fences. CPW is asking drivers to slow down and watch for the animals. It's also asking landowners to plow snow from their fields to help provide areas of refuge. A Colorado-based nonprofit that helps trans people relocate has seen what it calls a massive increase in requests for help following the election. Kira Richards leads Transcontinental Pipeline. She says Colorado has protections in place for medical care, but that's just one reason trans people are flocking to the state.
There are robust non-discrimination laws so that, you know, you can't be fired for being transgender in Colorado. And frankly, Colorado has a great track record of ignoring the federal government, which I think gives people a bit of faith in relocating here.
Richard says many people looking to move to Colorado are from Texas, which has more restrictive laws. The relocated include parents wanting to find a welcoming place to raise a child, to people in their 70s. In Colorado Springs, a proposal to ban recreational marijuana is now trailing. Question 2D would put the ban in the city charter. And while initial returns showed early support for that, the latest ballot count has flipped, with more people rejecting the ban. Less than 2,500 votes currently separate the two sides. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 6:06.